Melvin, you saw the need to serve your city. You were on a grand jury. There was a whole lot of corruption going on in Seminole County.
Dreadful.
When I first came back to Seminole, I worked out in the oil field on a well servicing unit and as a roustabout. Worked pretty much 7 days a week from morning to dark. Didn't know very many people, had no time for any kind of activity. And then suddenly a grand jury was called, and by the luck of the draw, my name was one of 24 names that was called. The judge then needed to get 12 of the 24 people on the grand jury. I remember the judge's name was Bob Howell. He lived in Holdenville. First, he said everyone over 65 may be excused if they wish. Several did. Any woman who has children at home may be excused if you wish, and several did. Anyone who is sick can be excused if you wish, and they did. That left 9 people. They needed 12. So it wasn't a question of getting the best 12 out of the 24. It was a question of who was left. So the judge talked 3 of the people he'd excused to come back. It turned out they were 12 of the most dedicated people that you can possibly imagine, and they were absolutely intent on cleaning up the corruption and some really bad things that were going on.
Okay.
And they did all sorts of investigations of their own. We were in session for a month. I remember we interviewed 99 witnesses. We ended up indicting a number of people, a number of office holders, recommended disbarment of 5 lawyers. A grand jury has 2 officers, at least we did those days. There was a clerk and a foreman, and I was elected the clerk of the grand jury. So when there were trials of some of these people, I was one of the people that was called to testify. When we met with the Oklahoma Bar Association investigators to discuss disbarment, I was one of the people involved in that. So I was very involved. Going through that experience, I realized that if people don't get involved in their communities and in their government, this is the kind of bad government they're going to have. So a few years later, a city councilman seat for our district in the city opened up. I ran for it and had 2 or 3 opponents, and I was elected. There were 2-year terms, and I served 7 terms as a councilman. For 6 of those years, I was selected as vice mayor. During those years, a number of times, people came up to me and said, "Why don't you run for mayor?" I had no desire to be mayor. But finally, someone that I really, really respected, his name was Milt Phillips, he was a publisher of a newspaper, and he came to me and he said, "I would like for you to be mayor. Would you please run?" He had done so much good for the community, I felt like I couldn't say no to him, and that's when I agreed to run for mayor, and I was elected, and I served 2 terms as mayor.
Going back, though, he jumped over several things. During the period of time when he was on the grand jury, they were sequestered in the hotel in Wauwauka. So I was alone in the house, expecting my first child. I had all kinds of phone calls during the night, and people saying, "If your husband doesn't vote the right way, you're going to be in trouble," and this sort of stuff. I didn't know who it was, but I really thought I was in Little Chicago, and I kept thinking, I wonder if I made a dreadful mistake and I should go back to Mama. It was a very, very difficult period of time that we both went through.
I'm sure you felt that feeling many, many times.
I did, but more so in that one area of time.
So are we talking the years in the late 50s?
Actually, I don't know exactly the year of the grand jury, but if I had to pick a number, I was thinking probably in the mid-50s, 55, 56, sometime around then.
How many Jewish families by this time in Seminole?
At that time in Seminole, maybe 4 or 5 in the community. Today we have 3. And I'm very proud of the fact that Seminole has a synagogue here. In fact, we're the only city in Oklahoma outside of Oklahoma City and Tulsa that has a synagogue. We maintain it not just for the 3 families here, but for families in the area who come down, and we have on a roll probably 20 or 25 families.